photo in the newspapers this morning of the Russian ambassador here visiting Oras and Ukhtaron. But in Britain, Russia's man has been summoned to account for why two Russian bomber planes flew close to UK airspace, disrupting civil aviation on Wednesday. The planes went past our west coast too. The Minister for Defence here says he's aware of the incident. Fintan Ryan is a former Aer Lingus pilot and a former engineer with Inmarsat. He's in our studio. Fintan, thanks for coming in to us. What do you make of all this?
Well, I suppose this is going on all the time, and it only now and then it comes to the notice of the public. But the Russians send these aircraft out, and to get near the UK, you have to come at the UK, not from over Europe, but you'd have to come at it from the west, because otherwise the radar systems that are in the continental Europe will pick up, that is the primary radar systems, will pick up those aircraft. So they came down from the north and they skirted the Irish coast. I don't know how close they came to the Irish coast, but they could have been anything, as long as they stayed about 70 miles away from Shannon or Cork, they wouldn't be detected because they had their transponder switched off. And air traffic control in these days depends totally on aircraft cooperating, and these aircraft were not cooperating.
Now, it's a bit dangerous. I gather the RAF say they escorted these two Russian bombers, but they didn't tell civil aviation authorities either. So the potential for an accident was quite high, wasn't it?
Well, the military aircraft, the RAF, they would have had their transponders on, so the air traffic control would have been able to see them.
Okay.
But the Russians had taken off their transponders. Now, they were operating in what's called the North Atlantic Track System, which is a highly disciplined, regulated traffic area where the aircraft, there's a tidal flow of aircraft in the morning, the aircraft are all flying towards the west, and in the evening, and in the early morning, they're flying towards the east. All these aircraft are 1,000 feet above and below. They're wingtip to wingtip, 60 nautical miles apart. And there are 10 minutes between them in terms of longitudinal separation. And they all have their transponders on. And these transponders as well, they talk to one another. And aircraft coming too close to one another, these transponder systems actually analyse the manoeuvres that are necessary for an aircraft to actually avoid colliding with other aircraft. But the Russians just barged in. They're down in this airspace. I would say the safety margins were seriously eroded by this action by the Russians.
I know I'm asking you to speculate. Why do you think they do this?
Well, there are two reasons. One is, if you like, a political reason, publicity. We're there. We're showing you what we can do. But the other reason is they probe the defence systems of the, let's say, the NATO countries, and you have a situation where they actually come in and all the radars and all the rest on the ground, they all illuminate the aircraft, they shine beams on it, and the aircraft, the Russian aircraft then analyses these beams and says, this is what we're going to have to put up with if we're doing this for real eventually. So it's really they're trying to make their countermeasures better by actually probing these defences. Of course, we have no real primary radar. The only primary radars we have is about 70 nautical miles from Cork, Dublin and Shannon.
And if they'd waited till today to do it, according to reports we're hearing from across the country, they would have been able to do so in snow-free skies. Fintan Ryan, thanks very much for coming into us this morning.